Today we're going to continue in the Boral Gabi Bor discussion. In fact, I'd like to discuss two things. In other words, we discussed last week that the Divrei Chaim says that Boral Gabi Bor, that Divrei Chaim is Mechadesh, that Katafris Bashborin is no good. In other words, if you have a slope, even though it's stagnant, that's no chibur. Okay? So therefore, some were of the opinion that Chabad mikvahs are Bor al Gabi Bor, and therefore there's a chibur one on top of the other, so that's like a slope, it's like a 90 degree slope, and therefore it would be possible. So the Pashut Pshat is what the Imre Yosher says, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that Divrei Chaim was only coming to Pasel if there was a Silon. In other words, there's the top and the bottom, and then you want to connect. So then the water is taken out of its natural place. So then it wouldn't be good. But if it's just a floor, so that would be fine. There has to be one place in the Divrei Chaim himself, which is maybe Mashma L'chumra. That's why Sefer Chesed Yoshua was mistaken. So what I'd like to show you now is not my own Chiddush. I'll show you Sefer Mishnas Menashe points it out. It seems to be a Mefurash Gemara, a Mefurash Rambam. Mefurash Rambam. That Bor al Gabi Bor is good. Mefurash Rambam. Clear here, there. Then maybe we can Mefalpil whether, you know, within the Rambam. But it seems to be, and this, the Sefer Mishnas Menashe, Menashe 4 points out this, it seems to be a Mefurash Rambam. That it's good. Nothing, you know, we could close shop. This whole pilpul, it seems to be a Beferish Rambam, which it's interesting that the Divrei Chaim. So if you say that the Divrei Chaim only meant with a silon, then you understand why he didn't even quote this Rambam, because this Rambam was poshut that is okay. But those that wanna say that a Bor Gabi Bor is no good, even if it's just the floor in between and the hole in the floor, so Menashe 4, Mishnas Menashe points out that there seems to be a Beferish Rambam that says it's good. So let's take a look. So there is a Mishnah here called Mu'urav L'mikvah K'mikvah, etc. Third line, Ukas Hamaora, ein matbilim ba elam kein haisa nikuva kishver sanot. This is Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Now, what does ukas hamaora mean? So, you can look in the Perek Shteis, but look in the Mishnah Torah, page 3. It will be clearer. Halacha Perek Ches Halacha Dalu Ukas Shebetoch Mikva So it means what? You have a little hole. I mean, that's it's a little hole, but in the mikva, indentation. A big indentation, a little. So look what he says, the Rambam. Uka shebetoch mikva im haiso hakarka hamavdelas bein hauka v'hamikva bria v'cholol hamid asatzma eimat bilim behem maim shebeuka atchi murovim im hamikva kashafer sanot v'im eina yichol hamid asatzma afil eino morim kol shu matbilim. So he says like this. In other words, it's talking about, where was the Shofar Sanot? over here. Where's the Shavuos HaNod? In the karka of the mikvah. So that means that there's something underneath the karka of the mikvah that's being mechaber the two mikvahs. So isn't this mamish? And therefore, if there is, in other words, he said like this, if the karka is not sturdy enough, that if you would go in the karka, the whole thing would cave in, so then you don't even need a shvarfersa note. But if it's a solid floor, the karka is solid, and this uka, this indentation, this little pit, is obviously underneath the karka, because that's where the shofar sanod is. So l'chora, you see beferish, that bor al gabe bor is good.
Not for sure.
Oh, so one second. I've said many times that the Rambam never matired anything for Shu'uvim, which is true. But l'chora, he's saying it pashtus to be matir 20 saw in the uka and 40 saw in the above, so can be toivel in the uka, right? So he says you can put something in the uka if it's chubar, if in the karka mikvah is shofar sanod. So l'chora, even though the Rambam never holds perhaps that a shofar sanod can be matar shuvim, as we've said many times, but l'chora, it shouldn't. But if this is really a katafras, it shouldn't work. So you see from that aspect that katafras is not a problem of katafras. That's what he points out in this tshuva, the Mishnas Menashe. He wrote this tshuva to someone in France. And he says, that someone wanted to passel it. It was a bor agabe bor. And they wanted to passel it. Someone wanted to passel the mikveh. And he said, but what about this Rambam? Reishis kol nevar min ha-mishnah min ha-rishonim im v'ofen kezehu katafras. That's how he starts the tshuva. So he says, "B'chora." Now maybe so the simple pshat is that this is not a katafras. Now you could say Rabbi Wein was saying that the Rambam maybe it was only the Shitaso rules anyway katafras. But if it would be a katafras, it would also be a katafras that it wouldn't be mechaber and mikvos. So even though it could be, could you say, well, it's not fair to use the Rambam because the Rambam never holds that? No, but for the concept of shofar sanot to be matar shuvim, but you could say no, that's a different issue. Now we just want to know what's the definition of katafras. Happens to be that the Rambam holds that. So you see from the Rambam, even though we're not being fair because we're being makel, to use for anasanot of the tar shuvim, and you want to use this Rambam, and the Rambam is from another school of thought, but it's a different issue. I mean, in other words, in a chrami, the Rambam would say no mikvah of hashok is good. Forget Lubavitch, even regular. But that's no good because maybe shuvim is not nitar al yidei shofar sanot. But if once you assume the hanacha of that shofaris, the shuvim isn't the Turkish first anode, then you should, from this Rambam you see that a katafras, if it's only karka mafsekes, is not. You could still say that Divrei Chaim is right, and the Divrei Chaim is only talking about a silon, but at least the scenario of the Chabad mikveh is l'chor, the same scenario of this Rambam. Now it happens to be that not all Rishonim learned the Mishnah that way. In other words, the Rash learns it differently. The Rash learns that it's talking about that there's a rock next to the mikveh, and it's and it's, you know, side by side type of scenario, or, you know, thing like that. It's not underneath. So you could say, I don't know, maybe he points out in Mishnah of Menashe that, you know, maybe other Rishonim who learned the Mishnah differently, you know, maybe argued with the Rambam. Maybe someone, maybe he points that out in Mishnah of Menashe, but Lamaisa, it's not. From this Rambam, okay, in other words, you could say maybe we shouldn't, you know, you have to, okay, but that's his ha'ara. Okay, so now, let me tell you like this.
Yeah,
the Lubavitcher Mikveh is not a silon. Lubavitcher Mikveh is a mega shamim, a floor, two holes in the floor, and Mayim Shuvim on top. And that's it. And there's a hashaka.
What's like the shear for the silon opposed? I mean, there's got to be some, the hole that's
been. So Rav Shechter many years ago said, oh, but what's the shear if you want to say this chil? But no, but the answer is, I'll be pashas for the Divrei Chaim, that as long as you're not taking the water out of its natural, in other words, water is naturally going to be, you know, is going to nispashate. So when you take a silon, you're doing something unnatural, shelo b'derech hateva, to cause waters to be attached in a way that normally they wouldn't have been attached, because the silon is being mechaber in an unnatural way. But if it's just the floor, so the water is just, you know, you just put something there, but you're not redirecting. You're not redirecting anything.
Why do we have to go on katapas for that? Why don't you have one broader thing called not the natural way?
So the Divrei Chaim says that's what katafras means. That's exactly the chiddush.
The shloisha boyimus, right? 2020, you go in, water only meets when they go in.
Yeah.
So you can say that's the natural way. I mean, yeah, it's natural that when you go in the water, it gets displaced, but. No,
right.
The sea level will work sideways. That's it, but so then it's right. Not, the water is not a natural way, then it's a katafras.
No, but katafras is that it's not.
I'm saying, so then it's not totally vertical and horizontal. Either it's not the normal.
No, because if waters are touching each other, they're touching each other. But if you're doing something.
So I'm saying in that case, right, you're doing something and the water's touching only because you're doing something.
No, but once the waters are on that, you're just bringing the water on the ground. So now they're touching because they're naturally they touch. But here you're redirecting waters to be connected in a way that they're not normally connected, because you have one bore here and one bore here, so these two bores are naturally in its respective cavities.
Okay, so in the three bores also, the water is applied, only so it doesn't reach the top.
Right, but now it does.
Same, that's not natural.
If you cause something to put something in, now it moved out, so now it's... Okay. So the shayla is like this. So a lot of Chabad mikvahs now. You know, I was in Toronto for a chasana. So the chasana is from Hillside, by Elizabeth. And so I met the Rav from his side, from his community, was Chabad Rav, Rabbi Kanelsky. So he said he built, through Yirmiyahu Katz, the one who's actually, these pictures are from his sefer of Yirmiyahu Katz, he built a mikveh by Hillside, he says, and he built it that it should be bor, he's a Lubavitcher, so he bor al by bor, but to make the other people in the world happy, he made a hashaka min hatzad. So this way, everyone should be happy, and it's near the airport, he said. So this way, he says, a lot of people would, he says, especially in the winter, he says, people are going to England. The 7 o'clock flight out to England. So what people would do is they would check in their bags, and then that come to the need to mikveh, come to the mikveh, and then go back to the airport. So he wanted that the mikveh should be a mikveh that everyone could use, because even if you want a taina that Chabad, you don't like it because it's katafris, even though, you know, there's a lot to say that pashtus that it's not katafris or whatever, but to be mashtik the makatrigim, you know, so this is a way of making shalom al Yisrael, to do bor al gabe bor, and then shakim and atzad. So what I want here today is to present the opposition even to that. Okay? Even to that. Even to have a bor al gabe bor with a bor min hatzad, even you would think, so that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in that thing. He says that everyone should say that's okay. The Ravid? Which Ravid? The Shitas that hold that you need the Shitas that the Ravid, the Rambam that Shofar Sano doesn't work. Okay, that's not going to be sad. But those that Shita that I'm keep telling you every day that the Tosas Rid and the Rambam Ravid, that didn't even make it into the Shach even. There was the Rambam Ravid by Dosan Sov and Dosan Sov that made it into the Shach. The Shita that you have to keep that made it into the Shach. But certain Shitas never even made it anywhere on the page of the Shulchan
Aruch. Because I don't think that's what Rambam is saying. I'm saying according to that actually
says that. Yeah. I mean, there's a Chuvas Arid that says it out
Befeirush. No, the Rambam says the Rambam holds
that. The Rambam holds that? That's,
so you're saying it because he doesn't explain.
No, in all the cases, he never has a key. He never has such a
word. It's a Kal Chomer, right? It's my Arid Mikvois.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what
the... Does anyone say that?
I have to check. I wrote an article many years ago saying this. I don't know.
Which
it's in the Kol Tzvi and Mikvos.
Oh, the one you
hear that? The Kol one. Yeah. Okay, so what I want to show you over here is what could be I think that the Bor al gabe bor alone is good, even without the Hashakim and Atzad. And I think the Hashakim and Atzad is also is good. But what's the tain? So the three possible tainas on this type of mikveh. In other words, this is a Lubavitch mikveh with a twist. That's why somebody told me that a certain Rav said he's building a mikveh and they want to, and there's one Lubavitcher who wants that they should be bor al gabe bor, and they'll put them in atzad. And I told her, and there's a strong yeshivish element in the community also, in that community. So I told this Chashiva Rav that you shouldn't do it, because you're going to just have fights, even though I think it's 100% kosher.
Even though it's kosher by itself.
And on the side, even though you're going to have fights too.
Yeah, in other words...
What would those people suggest?
In other words, the standard mikveh of today, in your community or whatever, is to have the whole bor min al gabe bor min atzad. And the bor zriya min atzad. But not to put anything under the bor tefila. Nothing's under the bor tefila. So, in other words, so what I'm saying is that even what Rabbi Kanelsky's mikveh, the Lubavitcher mikveh, that's the accommodating Lubavitcher mikveh, which is bor al gabe bor and min atzad, one hashaka to the bor tefila min atzad, was a whole big controversy. Yeah, so we're going to see what the controversy was. Even though I think the whole thing is, I think the bor al gabe bor is good, and even though it's so good, but what are the the opposition. What does the opposition say? Why can't, in other words, if Borak HaBigbor is no good because Katafis ain't a Chibor, so then make another Chibor, which is not a Katafis, and then it should be good L'chol HaShitus. Oh, so, you know, the main opponent, the Helmetzer, he was the person who devoted his whole life to Mikvos. You know, now you have Reb Nachum Rosenberg, you have others. You know, I just called Reb Nachum this morning, 8 o'clock. I called him 8 o'clock because I thought he was in Eretz Yisrael. He told me he's in Florida now doing a mikvah. Eretz Yisrael's next week, for whatever. So the Helmetzer has this thing, which he wrote to Rav Vosner to get a haskama to pasul, a bor agavi bor with a. And Rav Vosner says he thinks he's wrong, and I think he's wrong. But this is the cheshbon. Okay, let me tell you the cheshbon, and I'll show it to you inside. Whatever. It's not a good cheshbon, but this is the cheshbon. If you remember, we started off the year with the famous Vilna Gaon, that Katafras and Zochlin, that Zochlin is really a psul. All Zochlin is considered the Katafras, and that's why a mikveh needs a shear, so therefore Zochlin can't be good. Page 14. Okay?
That would
mean even Sayyid. So the Helmetzer wants to say like this, that the Rivash that we saw says that Katafras and Zochlin are the same psul. Right? So the Mela, right, that's the Rivash. So if you put that together with the Divrei Chaim, so every Katafras al Pidin is called Zochlin. So when something's Zochl, then Hashak is not going to help. So the war about Gei Bor is a katafis, according to Divrei Chaim. But the Rivash says that, Rivash says what? That a katafis and Zochlin are the same thing. So Mela, the war about Bor Alpidin is Zochel. So if it's Alpidin is Zochel, so then it's not going to help that you make it on the Hashaka. So when Rav Vosner says back to him, it's ridiculous. You can't say such a thing. Because, you see, I'll tell you a vort that Rabbi Rosenzweig once said. I think it's an emistic vort. He said, in a different context, I don't know. He says, the definition of pilpul is when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. Right, so you put it all together and then you ask a kasha. In other words, the Poshut Pshat, like what Michael's hinted to just said right now, is if you hold Katafras Barshborin is a Katafras, then it's mutually exclusive. You don't hold that Katafras and Zochlin are the same soul. You can't say, well, Borag HaBedor is a Katafras, and Katafras is even Barshborin. And okay, you could say that. But then, you want to put that together with the Rivash, and the Katafras is the Psul of Zochlin. Obviously, he only said that by a Katafras that's moving. That Katafras is Zochlin. But you want to say, there's a shame Katafras is the Psul of Zochlin, and Bor HaGabor is Katafras, this Katafras Bashborin, then you don't hold the Rivash and the Divrei Chaim. It's mutually exclusive, these two ideas. So you can't just mesh them all together. So that's what Rav Vosner says back to. Look on page 14. He writes to Rav Chananya Yontef Lipa Deutsch. She was the Helmetzer. You know, every tshuva sefer in the modern has all the tshuvas and mikvahs were all written to Rav Chananya Yontef Lipa Deutsch. You look in the Minchas Yitzchak, you look in the Shevet Halevi, you look in the Igros Moshe. They were all written to him. So look what he says in the second hour. Aldasa shashol me'iti haskama. Lifsol mikvah al gabi mikvah. In other words, you're asking me for haskama. The pasul of mikvah al gabi mikvah gam shenase bor hashaka betzido. That's what you're coming to. We tam im lifsol mikvah al gabi mikvah, we tam katafris. Because mikvah al gabi mikvah is katafris. That's what you want. That's your svar. So he says back to him, no, you're off. Rivash is only talking about, when he says katafris is zchila, he's only talking about a katafris that the water is moving. But if you want to say like that there's a separate psul of katafris, a korka, that psul has nothing to do with zchila. He says, what do you want? You want to pasul mishum zochlin, something that is not moving, and saying there's a psul zochlin here. It's not even a zchila, lo zchila nikaris, lo zchila built in nikaris. There's nothing going on here. It's a moron. So you want to say it's a psul zchila because the Rivash said, the Rivash is only talking about a katafrish of the zochlin. That's what he says, that's a psul of zochlin. So that's if you put, you know, like you put everyone's assumptions together, and then you make something that you come to a conclusion that really is very problematic. So he says, if you want to say that it's a kataphras, fine. Okay, that I could hear. But you want to say it's zochlin? That therefore it becomes zochlin, that's too much. So if it's not zochlin, it's only that there's no chibur, so then do a chibur menatzad, and then it's good. Says I'm not going to get involved, but I'm not going to sign on that it's possible. So I'm not going to get involved. Ki alo itchem geonim tzadikim roshem kol kudosh agadim misatmer. So that's it.
Why does it make sense to him to say that it's katafris, but not to say that it's zochlin?
Because you could say that katafris is a separate. In other words, the Divrei Chaim has the skirish that katafris is a separate psul. That katafris is einu chibur. That's a mishnah. So pashut pshat means that waters are flowing down a hill. That's not a chibur if you want to be mechaber two gumos in the hill. But the Divrei Chaim has a chiddush that even if it's something that's on a slant, but and no water's moving, that you have at the bottom of the hill that you have a fence. So the waters are on the hill, but they're not moving anywhere because at the end, so it's a slope, but there's no movement. So you want to say a chiddush like that, so you can say it. It's nitan leomer, but to say this that katafish bashbor, and then to go a step further, therefore it's a din zochel, but it's not zochel at all, and therefore even hashagam and atzad doesn't work. He says that's off. So he says I'm not signing on to say that it's a possible.
But the same chiddush just like it's a chiddush to say that katafris is able to be more even though it's not moving. That same chiddush, it makes just as little sense to say that
zochlin. No, because katafris doesn't necessarily have to mean moving. Katafris means a slope. So until I saw the Divrei Chaim, everyone thought, and maybe people even after they saw the Divrei Chaim, they still think that it's katafris eichi because the mayim is zochlin on the katafris, and the katafris is just a hechi timtza to have a zchila of the mayim. But he's saying no, by the fact that it's a separate din, that means that maybe even if it's bashbor, zochlin is einu chibur, if it's zochlin even on a flat thing and a katav, so that you could say, the Divrei Chaim. But to say, therefore, water that's totally stagnant has a din zochlin, you know, Rabbi Trieger said to me, and he said, we never find, you know, how come, he said, we never find the chumrah. He said, we never find anyone to say this chumrah. Maybe you never know. That when a woman goes into the mikveh, she has to be makpid, that she should not put part of her hand any place over the... Probably it's not going to happen because she's not going to be standing there. But she should be makpid not to put her hand on top of the steps. In other words, if she's put out hands and part of her hand would be on the step, so then, and the step is considered a katafras, and katafras is a chveisa in a chibur or a zochlin, then, you know, no one ever said such a thing. No one, even the, you know, maybe the Divrei Chaim would say it if there's no... What? No, he said that each step.
Right.
So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe he would say that. So maybe in a chanami.
What would you say by katafras? Let's say there's no float. Just tefel on al latpia. I mean, after the float, it's usually so very wet, very connected.
Right.
It's not moving. Yeah, it doesn't
sound like that would work. So that's what the Divrei Chaim says. He says that case, the Divrei Chaim. Okay, and so he says...
What do the rest say?
That if it's not moving, that would be okay. I don't know. I think the Divrei Chaim is a chiddush, but this is a chiddush al gabei chiddush. To put the Divrei Chaim together with the Rivash and then to make it's not. And that's what Rav Moshe wrote in that thing when Rabbi Mendelsohn called from New Haven. And he said that he doesn't think anyone would pass. So little did he know that the poslim, they're out there. And that's why I told this Rav that. Don't get involved, because you know somebody one day will say, you know, your mikveh is no good because it's Chabad, and plus all the politics surrounding Chabad will get thrown in, and then people will say, you know, you should know that the mikveh in such a community is, so I told this Rav, don't make a mikveh even with because especially that there's a yeshivish community there also, so you never know how things will play out. So, and how the politics of the day will play out. But on the other hand, I do respect Rabbi Kanelsky. He's making a Chabad, so he wants to make a Chabad mikveh. But he wants Be'etzem, I think it's good. Be'etzem, I think it's fine. The Chabad mikveh alone, even without the Hachaka Menatzad, is good. L'chatchila. There was I know certain Rav has told people that, oh, if it's a Friday night tefillah, then you could use the Chabad mikveh. But, you know, if it was the Friday night, it's not as accessible, the regular mikveh. You go to the shtibel, they have a Chabad mikveh. A Friday night, it's good. But that's not a mahalach either. So anything is good a Friday night, either it's good or it's not good. We don't have more coolers on Psule Daraisa on Friday night than we do on so that's one mahalach. So that was the Helmutz's thing. Then there's this other mahalach. Also, each one, I mean, this is the most lumbisha of, well, we'll see. And then there was the whole mikveh, there was a whole fight in Miami Beach. Many years ago, there was a whole fight in the mikveh there. And everyone got involved in this fight. And it's in the Shut Shavit. You know the Shavit, page 17, was Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern, Rabbi Tibor Stern. He was the rabbi of Tower 41. Okay? And he was also the rabbi of Hebrew National. And he once came to the library because he had a notebook from the Baal Machtzis HaShekel. He had an original notebook from the Baal Machtzis HaShekel that he wanted to give to the library. So the Pearl Berger was the dean of the library, and then, so she said, why don't you come to the ceremony? So I came. So Bekitzer, so there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which again, you know, to say, you know, this is already also extending things beyond the extension, but there's a famous Gemara. Take a look on Shabbos, on page what? Daf Yudalim in Shabbos, page 13. So this is a halacha like this. Haba Roshu Verubo B'mayim Sh'uvim Time goes for Ben Tuma. The din is like this. If you go in Mayim Sh'uvim Roshu Verubo Yitame. So why? So the Gemara says, "Amar Bibi, Amar Rav, betchila yutovlim b'mei maros, mechunosim, sruchim." Now, right, the old days, you know, again, the whole concept of mikvos of today, the modern mikvah, is trying to take all the halachic considerations together with the modern man's or woman's hygiene concerns. Because the old days, they had one pit in the ground, and it was mayim sruchim. It was like, you know, it was there for months and years, and it was mayim sruchim, and that's what they did. So what women used to do is after they would go to this putrid water, they would then what? They would wash themselves off. That would be the normal thing to do. So what's wrong with that? So the Gemara says no, because we're afraid that one day the women are going to say, you know what? What are we doing here? Like Rosh Hashanah said over. We make ourselves dirty, then we make ourselves clean. So like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the shot is they're going to say, well, let's skip the first step of making ourselves dirty in the, we'll just do the shuvim step, right? Little do they know that obviously the first step is halachically is making them clean. So we're afraid that we never want a woman to go and mayim shuvim, because we're afraid then eventually she'll stop going to the mikveh, she'll just go in the mayim shuvim. And that's why the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that not to take a bath or a shower after the mikveh. The Vilna Gaon says that it's only a chumrah by truma, that it doesn't apply to our, you know, situation today where no one's eating shuvim, it's just for, you know, marital relations. So there are different opinions on that. Ravadi's into this Vilna Gaon, but okay. So the Gemara says, so I'm a baish, are you omen lo elu matarim, elu ve elu matarim. So in other words, first they're going to think that you need, it's a two-step process. That you go into the Megishamim, and then you go into the Mayim Shuvim. So what's wrong? So let them think it's a two-step process. Right? But then he says, eventually, El Amar Rav Shai Omer Lo Eilu Matarim El Eilu Matarim. But then eventually they're going to stop saying it's a two-step process. And they'll say it's a one-step process. But they'll say what? Only the second thing. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Okay, so this is the Gemara, this Chazal. So the opponents made up this thing. I don't know who's the first one to dream up this thing. It's to say, you should never do two hashakas in a mikveh, one that's really maybe not good and one is good. Because then someone will come to say that we'll only do one hashaka and they'll pick the bad one. Just like the Gemara has this idea not doing two tefillos. So that he quotes the Shavit on page 19. V'od sheyesh lachshosh l'shah Shabbos yudal il yomu hashokam min atzad metarim v'il yomu melamakim l'malo im tiye psul b'echa b'rabor seim min atzad melamad yu noshim shlo yomu lud b'um b'kfim kem yitzu l'az al abor hakosh. So he says, so obviously it's a chiddush that, you know, to apply that Gemara to this. That's number one. I mean, that was this, what, this is a klal, that we make a new gzera, that you shouldn't, especially over here, it probably is good, but okay, even I'm not feeling on the, it's all good, is to make a gzera, not to do, so that's the second thing. And the third thing, as Rav Nachum Rosenberg said to me, what he thinks is the real concern.
He quotes it.
No, not necessarily. I've seen this quoted in various, you know, I just wanted the ZRX one, you know.
He's saying even if both photos are completely clean,
in other words, you shouldn't do two of them. One, you know, the two hashaka. In other words, you shouldn't do a hashaka that's questionable, and then say, "Oh, we have a backup," because you see from this Gemara that whenever you do two things, there's a gzera that one day you'll only do one thing, and then you'll pick the wrong one thing to do.
Every mitzvah
has
these two things.
Right. Yeah. Well, good. But if you're saying that this is really a real chashash psul. No, but we don't just do Hamshach. We never just do Hamshach. We do that. We do.
Right. So they're going to think, but there's two things: there's Hamshach and there's Hamshach. So only the Hamshach is really necessary. You're going
to
do that.
No, but since they never do the Ham, yeah, okay. You don't have to. I'm not here to defend it because it's now the other Nakuda that Rav Nachum Rosenberg pointed out that you see the problem with all these things is we're trying to get in everything, and then we're trying to do chumras, and it brings coolers. And so the Chazon Ish on page 16, you know, the Chazon Ish was a big Zriya man. He says, "This dude's Zriya." Right? He was not from the Hashaka people, the Chazon Ish, and we can understand. Okay, so then you have to, you know. And then he also was from the thing that, you know, that there's no Nosen Sova Notel Sova by Zriya because it's not Nosen Biyad, right? The whole thing. So the Chazon Ish has a thing here, and this Nachum is concerned with, I told you, that whenever you have a Bor Hashaka, you have a potential Zechila Shaila. Because whenever you have a Bor Hashaka, so even if you had a proper hashaka, at least chad pa'ami, which is what the requirement of the Shulchan Aruch is, but if at the time that the person's tovel, right, the you see, we always talk about, you know, could you plug up the hole or not? And then we said, the Shulchan Aruch says you can plug it up after, right, and others that. So that's a discussion, but the Migra in the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. But he says there's another potential problem whenever you have a Bor Hashaka, and that is whenever you have a Bor Hashaka, so then when the person goes in, if the water is not being totally, as Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, filled up in the hole, so then the person, will displace water, and then it'll go into the other Bor, and that could be Zechila. You see, because it's like those, if you don't assume like the shach that when it's al machmas adam, it's not a problem. But if not, everyone assumes like that. So therefore, so Rav Nachum Rosen was saying that you could still have an issue with having a bor hashaka because it could be and that's what he said to me, like in a community like Satmar, where there are, 190, 160 women going every night. So there could be, I'm not saying that's the Mitzvah, but there could be a possibility that the last five women that already, so many women, every woman takes her share of water out of the mikvah. So the first 150, okay, but then you get towards the end, then maybe, you know, okay, it depends how hard you did it. I'm sure they take care of it, but I'm saying it could be a possible shaylut that the nekev is no longer full with water. Oh, so you'll say that's a machloikis, and we say it's okay, but he's more concerned that there's a chashash of zechila. So that comes back to the question that we have of what? Of zochal mi mikvah lemikvah. Right? But the zochel mimikvah lemikvah is okay. That was the machlokas between the Beis Shlomo and the Shlomo Kluger, right? So if you assume that, and the pashtus is that zochel mimikvah lemikvah should not be okay. That's what the Sama Rebbe passed, unless it's like Rav Nachum Rosenberg says, unless it's mechuber totally, and then maybe you can view that as one big mikvah. That's a question.
So is it a problem of
Every shakra, right.
This is not a common.
Right, so he says, so he said to me that one of the issues why the Chazanish has a different seer here, that the Chazanish didn't like Hashaka, not because of this sheet that I'm telling you about, the Tosas Rid and maybe the Rambam and the Ravid that we keep talking about every day. That didn't even make it. Shulchan Pasuk is okay, so I would say maybe that's a good reason to, you know, to be back to the Gitzvah quote in America. He's saying because every time you have a Hashaka, you have a potential. That is a real schema. This is not a schema in the mind of, you know, that the helmets are made up with this idea to put together. You know, this could be a potential schema. So that's what Nachum Rosenberg said. If you're in a mikveh that's totally, the hole is totally full for all the women there, so then even though the waters are going to, so, you know, so like a boomerang, the water will come back and forth, or it's one mikveh, or whatever, however you want to say. But if you lost the whole covering of the hole, so then, so it's interesting, you know, we're machmir to keep the hole open for that, you know, Rabbeinu Yerucham, but, you know, like Rabbi Willig always says, every chumah can bring a kula. You think you're being machmir in this, but you can be makel in the mikra again. You know, and the Chazanish writes, he writes a case on page 16. Chumah zeh shalom revigu klum b'hashakazu yesh kan harbe min ahefset. He says there's a lot to lose with hashaka. So first he writes that the water is going to get, you know, putrid. So that's going to have dirty water, you know, water that's staying there for who knows how long. Says sometimes they would pour a lot of oil into the Oshar Mechamtun Tocha Otsur Vatel Es Asirochan Hemshech Hazman Misraba Haneft Al Hamayim. Okay, but then he says a story like this. He says sometimes you have two Vort Vilas. Yeah. Meaning you have two board tefillas that are connected to the same otzer of Megi Shaman. And it could be Shibashas tefila be'echad mehem, that when one person is being tovel in, say, in mikveh A, right, then the bala, the person, the mikveh attendant, Yeshu Bashas tefila be'echad mehem, notel habbala habkak min hanekav hashakal shel sheni, because he wants to fill up the second mikvah, the second port tefillah. Kedei l'malei mikvah hasheni. So what happens is that the person is going into mikvah A, right? And then water is going, and they took out the plug. So that plug between mikvah A and the otzer is open, because the person is going. But then there's mikveh B that they want to fill up now, right? So they took out the plug from what? From mikveh B. So now what's happening? The person goes into mikveh A. That causes water from mikveh A into the otzer. And now that water otzer is going into mikveh B, which is empty now, and that's a real schila. That's a real schila. So Yevamish had a potential of a real psul. So if you hold, you know, schila mikvah mikvah, even if it's empty, I mean, that's a big chiddush to say that. So the Chazanish says you could potentially can have a real psul zechila in a with a hashaka. In a case where the mikvah B was empty, and now they want to take out the plug, so they want to fill it up to do a hashaka. And before they get a chance to fill it up, there's somebody who comes into mikveh A, water gets displaced into the otzer, and then that water goes into mikveh B. So there's water now trickling in the mikveh be, and you have a real zechila. And he says, and he uses the lashon. In the form of Maim Shem Mikva Dailo Giyu Ada Nekev, Maim Ayotzi Mi Mikva Rishon, Zlochu Mikva Shem Dech Otsu Enum Chozul Mikva Rishon, Vav Yizchilu Lechot Mamish, Fabalon Eino Margish Bepsul Zeh. So that's why Chazanish was a anti Hashak.
You don't feel naked by pulling out the cock and letting it pour into the bar. That's how you feel naked. You feel naked with Maim Shem Shemar, and then you do Hashak.
Right. But say, no, but no, no. But say like this. Say, you, right, you're not filling it up with that.
That's what he's saying.
No, 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 no. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. When you want to fill it up, say you want to take the tap water. Now mikveh B is empty.
Right.
Right? Okay? So now they want to fill it up. Right? So when they're going to fill it up, and then they're going to, and sometimes they didn't totally fill it, and they might unplug the plug
before it's
all of that. So that normally it's a big deal, but here, where the other person was being tovel at that point, so that water is gonna come out. That's what he means. Yeah.
Why don't we just do Sriya Mitzad and do Bora Gavibor and then Sriya Mitzad, and then no one's gonna be happy and have all the Chumra accomplished. So let's get the ones that are Vada gonna work.
So he's therefore into the, you know, just doing the Zriya.
Is there a problem with
Boragabi
Bor? Would that be okay to everyone?
Boragabi Bor. Boragabi Bor and Zriya
Minatzad.
Yeah, because they hold that ruins the.
The Hashaka Minatzad has to be ruined. That ruins what?
The notion of an otosa. The Zriya, if you don't hold from this fancy svara that has been male, and therefore the Zriya is the worst thing in the world for notion of an otosa. Because it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be the waters are going to. So if you hold that everything's been made, that the Chazanish bought into the Beis Yosef, the Zriya is not a problem in notion of an otosa. So if you buy into that, so then you're a purist of Zriya and you're anti-Hashaka. But if you hold that, no, you don't buy into that Beis Yosef, so then you want a Hashaka, because Hashaka will have much less overturn than Zriya will, and then then you don't want to have any, you wouldn't hear from Zriya, because Zriya will just Yeah, one second. So another point that Rav Yirmiyahu Katz makes in his Sefer is that, by the, in other words, he wants to say back to the Helmetzer. He wants to say back to the Helmetzer, it's Zriya, it's what? It's Schila. But he says, where's the Schila happening? The Schila's happening. I mean, this is all in the mind, the Zriya, the Zchila. It's not, but even the ones that, even the Shita, first of all, it's Mibor Labor, right? Mikvah Mikvah, maybe that's okay. And even the Shita, the Beis Shlomo says it's not okay, but he says that anything that's below the water level is Zchila Shein and Nikeris. So, Lachari, even if this Zchila, which is not really anything, but it's certainly below the water, so that's where Rav Yirmiyahu Katz writes in his Sefer here that Bukhar, that's Tzechila Shein and Ikeris. So basically
it's not going to be the helmet serves going to be cautious for Tzechila Shein and Ikeris, it's cautious for what?
More things, right.
The
Ramo was kosher for Zechila, even Zechila.
But it would be Talit, and you have to assume that, and also assume that Zechila Malimim is a problem. In order for this whole Chazanish, and there's another thing you have to be kosher.
I mean, it depends where the hole is.
Generally the holes are.
Yeah, in other words, what's the din? I mean.
Not on the line.
Right. Okay,
close
to that. Yeah. So, b'kitzur, so that's what I wanted to show you today. The question of bor al gabi bor uvinyan tosefes bor minatzad. Tomorrow we'll continue with this, and tomorrow I'm going to show you what Rav Breisch from Switzerland, Rav Breisch, the Chelkas Yaakov, he built a new, as Rabbi Will pointed out, he built a new type of mikvah, and he had a whole new way of dealing with these problems, and of course we'll see what the problems with his chiddush was, and others have, but he has also. But this is the. But I made this packet because of this discussion, whether bor al gabi bor, whether. So a pashtus is it should help. The only issue is, so Rav Nachum Rosenberg is always saying that, you know, if you do a Chabad mikvah, so the tzchila issue also, if, you know, would be, you know, a better situation as well, because his main concern of Nachum Rosenberg is that the nekev won't be, you know, might go. And then it'll be a real zchila, but that's not happening in a Chabad mikvah, because the mikvah is always going to be because it's on the floor.
So you see a hold that it's better to do a Chabad mikvah and not the Netzaneh?
I would have to ask him, but when I asked him, you know, what's the big, what do you think the Iker problem is doing it, even having Menatzah? So he said to me, he said this. And then he said that I think the Puparov had this idea to make a hole in every floor. Okay, we can't, sir. That's, okay, we'll continue tomorrow.